News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
As well. Now, as part of our Reimagining Ireland series, we have been examining how the pandemic may change our lives forever. The cinema industry is no different. The past year has seen many of the traditional blockbusters delayed or even moved to streaming services. So could this spell the end of the cinema in Ireland? John Fardy, host of Screen Time. Say it ain't so. Could it be the beginning, John? Or is that the beginning of the end? Or is that too pessimistic?
I think it is. I'm a big believer in the power of the darkened room. And much like gigs and people are desperate to get back to them, I think people are desperate to get back to the cinemas. In 2019, in January 2020, the figures for the Irish cinema box office came out and it was 117.4 million, the highest in a decade. Like, Irish people love the cinema. It may be the weather and, you know, the wild Atlantic climate and all, but there really is a pent-up demand. And this idea that we've all gotten used to streaming and stuff like that. I know a lot of people in the pandemic who are saying, like, it sounds like heresy, but they're tired of Netflix. They've watched everything.
Definitely. The amount, 100%.
The amount of times in the last, you know, I watch a lot of movies for this gig, and the amount of times I've been watching stuff at home, albeit on my big middle class TV with great sound and all that, I've thought, God, I wish I was in the cinema watching this. Like Godzilla versus Kong, which I watched a couple of weeks ago with the kids. And even my 8-year-old said it, this would be great in the cinema. And it's not just the big powerhouse movies like the blockbusters. Like, there's a new movie out on Monday just gone called Sound of Metal, which is nominated for an Oscar, all about this chap losing his hearing. And it's an amazing film, but it's a small film. It's an art house kind of movie.
Yeah, I heard you talking to Kieran on the Hard Shoulder the other day about it. Sounds like a really good film.
It's fascinating and you love it. And the logic with that is, oh, well, that's not necessarily a box office kind of movie. Would it be any different watching that at home? And it really would be, because the sound in that is a huge thing about a man losing his hearing, and half the movie is kind of in silence and sign language. But at the same time, the idea of seeing that in a communal setting where everyone watching it can't hear a lot of what's going on would be amazing. So I'm really one of those people who just can't wait to get back to the cinema. And I think that the death of the cinema is being over-egged.
Okay, good to hear. I suppose my worry would maybe be twofold, because I really hope you're right. One is that now people are spending a fortune on streaming services, will they be less keen to spend money going to the cinema, even if they still prefer the experience? The other worry I'd have is that, yeah, the cinema, there'll still be blockbusters, the, you know, the Godzilla type films that'll be in the cinema, but I've no interest in any of them. I do like this. I like the drama, basically, you know, a good script and all that kind of old fashioned stuff. Like, will those films be less likely to be in the cinema? Will I look at the cinema listings in 2 years time, and go, yeah, the cinemas are all open and there's films on, but they're all films I've no interest in?
No, I don't know. I don't think so, because what we've realized in the pandemic is that cinema is a social activity, and that people miss, aside from what they're seeing, the idea of going out to the cinema. In one of the easing of restrictions, and probably like you, I've lost count of our lockdowns, but I took two of my three kids to the cinema in whenever it was open, in the middle of the autumn at some stage. And I can't even remember what we saw. And they were so happy to be there. And I know a lot of people are saying, I can't wait to get back to the cinema just for the sheer event of going somewhere. Because, like, let's not forget, cinemas, whatever way these restrictions pan out, the easing of them, cinemas are going to open before the Three Arena and stuff like that. So I really think people, you know, independent cinema will be carried on that. If you want to see a movie like Sound of Metal and you're starved for going somewhere with your wife, I think the cinema will be a place to go as a night out. So places like, you know, the IFI or the Palais in Galway,
the Stella,
or, you know,
and
the Stella, I think they might find a bounce because event cinema will
an experience. Last film I saw, John, was Little Women. I took my daughter and her pals to see Little Women in the Stella, and it was fantastic. Munched away the whole way through, and it lay back in a beautiful, comfortable couch. It was fantastic.
Yeah, and they bring you booze if that's your
I wasn't there that time, but on another occasion I would definitely not at my daughter's party.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough. You're always a good dad that way, not drinking in the morning. I admire that about you. But just finally, I know what you mean about like the smaller movies. There is a concern around that, but I think the pent-up demand to get back to the cinema will override that, to be honest.
Okay, we leave it there. John Fardy, host of Screen Time. Thanks indeed. I hope John is right.
Me too. I long to go back to the cinema.
Let's get back to the cinema. Let's get back into town. It was an amazing shop yesterday, Ciara. A Taste of Spain on Capel Street. We were talking about reimagining the high street earlier. This is the kind of stuff, destination shop, beautiful Spanish food, really tasteful, really well done. It was fabulous. And it just gave me a real lift yesterday being back in town.
I love it. I love hearing those things too.